Oh, Mommy will bring you the toys. Will that be okay?
Mm.
Huh? You want to sit down? Mom will bring you the toys. Okay, you will. All right.
Mommy.
Uh-huh. Mommy's gonna... What would you like first?
Mickey.
Oh, I know. That's a mouse. What's your name, Cinnamon? That's Nan.
Yes, we are getting sad. Okay.
Who am I?
Mom.
And who are you? Who's that? Is it Nan? And who am I?
Mommy.
And who are you? What's your name? What's your name? Cinnamon, that's right. You're getting very good. Okay, we'll get you those things. We don't want to hand them to you and you won't have anything to play with.
Book.
Oh, a book. Your favorite. All right, that book. Who is that? Oh, you know this book real well. You came right to the favorite page. Is Daddy scratchy face?
Daddy.
Is Daddy have scratchy face?
Daddy.
He's at home. Uh-huh.
Daddy.
Can you smell the flowers like Paul? Can you smell them? And Paul's smelling the flowers. Baby will smell the flowers. Mmm. Can you smell the flowers? Are they pretty? Does it smell pretty? Who's in there? Who's that? Baby. You know what this book is about? This is a Pat the Bunny book. You had one of these, but it's in 40 pieces now.
Baby?
Yes, and that's Paul and Sally, I think. Judy. Whoops, Paul and Judy.
Who?
Say hi to Paul and Judy.
Hi.
Okay, they say hi to you. And Judy's patting her bunny. Can you pat the bunny? Soft. Is it soft? Okay, what's Paul doing? Over here, what's Paul doing? What's he doing? Is he going peekaboo? Peekaboo! Peekaboo! Can you play peekaboo with Paul? Huh? Paul plays with his little sister. And there's Paul smelling the flowers. Are they pretty? Oh, baby gets the smell.
Mommy?
Yes? You want me to help baby? Baby liked it. Ooh, that's great. What a smell.
Mommy?
Yeah. And what? Who's in the mirror?
Baby.
No, who's really? Who is that? Is that Daddy? Is it Daddy in there?
Daddy.
Is that Daddy?
Daddy.
No, that's not Daddy. Is that Cinnamon?
Mommy.
Is it Mommy? Are you sure? Look again. Who is that? Who's in there? Whoops, in there. Who's in there?
Mm.
No, who is that? You can see Nan in there? Oh, you're tricky. You should look in it this way. Cinnamon, here's the rest of it. The scratchy face.
Daddy.
Daddy has a scratchy face. Scratch.
Mommy.
Mommy doesn't. And what's this? The next one. Oh. Here's the first page. What is this? Tick, tick, tick. Tick, tick, tick.
Mommy.
That's right. The bunny's eating this good food. What's the bunny doing there? Go night-night? Hmm. That bunny went to sleep. That was Judy's little book. Up there. What's that? Is that the ring? It's a ring. You can put your finger through Mommy's ring. See? Yeah, she's got rings too. That's like Paul's doing. He was putting his finger through his Mommy's ring.
Mommy.
Uh-huh. It's pretty, huh? Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, bye to them. All right, let's see. What else have we got down here? This is really interesting. You've never seen this before. That's a doghouse. For little doggies. You want that back? Let's see the dog that goes in it. Where is there? It has to be a dog. Is this him? Alright, you put the dog in the doghouse. It's a pretty big dog. Bye bye, dog.
I think we're just going to have to adjust that mic for a second.
Oh, that's
because
a
it rubs
great
against
guy.
Your shirt. It's a very sensitive mic.
Great.
So it picks up all sorts
I can
of
button this so it won't swish
yeah,
around
that's
so much, too.
Easier, yeah. That's good enough. Just like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, sweetie.
All. Okay.
Okay. Mommy. Mommy's got a mic on.
It's picking up both of you gorgeously.
Great. Okay, now what? Digby the dragon. Ooh, look what's in here. He can talk to you. Look at him. How does he come out? Uh-oh. He comes out that way. He could play with you, but he can't come all the way out because he's a dragon. Shut him in. Back. Whoops. Back. Can you put your hand in there? Put your hand in the dragon. You can make the dragon move. See? Dragon. It's a dragon puppet. He talks to you, Cinnamon. You can let the dragon come out the door. And you can shut the dragon in if you don't want to talk to him. But you can let him out. You can shut him in. See his tongue? Look at that tongue. Gotcha. He's got you. He's got you. He's got you. Whoa, 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 whoa. Push it straight down. Straight. This way. That's right. Straight down. Okay. Down. Down. Okay. So much for the dragon, huh? You see his tongue? Look at that tongue. Have you got a tongue, Cinnamon?
Mm.
Oh, this is great. You know what that's for?
No.
You don't. It's to comb your hair. It's to brush your baby's hair. And to brush your baby's hair.
No.
Okay, not good enough, huh?
No.
That's a steak for dinner. Want to call Daddy?
Mommy.
Hello. It's for Cinnamon. Hi, Cinnamon.
Baby.
It's for Baby. It's for Nan. Is it for Nan? It's for Cinnamon. Say bye.
Bye.
Okay. That's like your telephone at home.
Home.
Right. Home. What would you like?
Book.
The book?
Huh?
This book?
Me.
Oh, is that a book? Look at those pictures. What's that?
Uh-huh.
What's that?
Kitty.
Kitty. A lot of ducks.
Wow.
Balloons, that's right.
Me.
Red? What's that color? Orange. What's that color?
Me.
Okay, what's that color?
Black.
Black? I didn't know you knew black.
No.
No. Now what would you like? Check a block.
What?
A block. It's got a P on it. A P for?
Pea.
What's that? Is that a pig, Cinnamon?
No.
It wasn't. Was that a pig? Is that a pig? Is that a pig?
Mommy.
Where are you going?
Mommy.
I know you'd like to run around, huh? Well, hang on a sec. See what we can do with these blocks. You get the pig, okay? Here's another one with a horse on it. Here's one with a little doggy on it. There's one with a cow.
Moo.
Cow, your favorite little friends. This one has a kitty. This one has an elephant. Like Dumbo. Look what you can do with those. Can you stack them up? Way high? That's good. Can you make them even higher? Whoops. Higher.
Mommy?
Yeah, you're doing fine. Oh, whoa! A little higher, there you go.
Mommy?
Is that the one with the mouse on it? See, can you find the mouse?
Mommy?
All right, the cow is on top. What happens? Do they all fall down?
Down!
All fall down.
Down!
Hey, you throw really good now. Guess who this is? This is Peter Magic. He's got shoelaces and zippers. Like your shoes. See? Look. Tie.
Mommy?
He's got shoes on.
No.
Yes, he does. He's got shoes and pants on like yours. Do the pants. And do. You do that. Can you do the zipper? Pull it down. All right, grab this part, right there, and pull it down, down. Whoops, grab it again.
No.
Okay. You're not good at that, huh?
No.
Not yet? Now what would you like? What is that?
Blue.
Blue? The blue block? You want the blue block?
Mommy.
You want that?
Mommy.
Okay. What's it got on it?
Boo boo.
Boo boo. Boo boo's at home. You want them all back?
Huh?
Which one do you want now?
Mommy.
Which one? Which one's that? What color is it?
Black.
Black? Which one do you want? Do you want the pink one?
Pink.
This one's pink. See, pink. It's got elephants on it, like Dumbo.
Dumb.
What color is that one? Yellow?
Lally.
Yellow. Okay. That's very good. You want the rest of them? Okay. Which one do you want now? What color is that? Green, right, okay. Getting really high. Okay. What color is this one? What color is that?
Mickey.
Oh, Mickey's on there. Whoa. Want your baby back.
You want your baby back.
I still like this dragon myself. Whoops, his tongue. Okay.
Hi, Cinnamon. Hi, Cinnamon. Hi, Cinnamon.
Gonna let me out?
Gonna let me out?
Oh, I'm out. I can get you now. I can get you. Bye. Want him back? He can look out the top, and he can look out the sides. You can look at this side there. See? Oh, now he can get out. He's free. He's free.
No.
He's going to bring you in the cage. Come on in. Come on in. You want to come in my cage?
Come on in.
Book.
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 Book. That book? Is that the right one? This is the other book. Ooh. Got two books. Mm-hmm. Is that a boy?
Boy.
It's puppies. What are those? Is chairs like Cinnamon's chairs?
Mommy.
Do you have a chair like that?
Mommy. Mommy.
Little ducks. One little, two little ducks. Your duck is in the car. We'll get it when we go back out, okay?
Duck.
That's right. We have a duck just like that in the car. Is that a butterfly? Can you find the flower? Can you find the rose?
No.
Can you find
it?
That's right.
Always.
Obi is a kitty. That's right. That's a sleeping kitty. And that's like Gus. What do you do with those? Do you draw with color crayons?
Oh!
Draw. You go round and round in circles. And draw. See the roses? There's a rose. There's a tulip. And a daisy. Pretty flowers. You have flowers in your bedroom. You have flowers on your dress.
No.
No. No. What would you like now? What would you like? What is it? We say block. Block. I like the woo woo myself. He's a nice guy. You want the woo woo, Cinnamon?
Here you go.
Your dog's name is Scooby. This dog is just doggy. You could make a new name for this doggy. Would you like to call it? What kind of doggy would you like to call this one? I'd like to name this dog.
Max.
Hmm? What's that? What is that? You want the brush? Sure that's what you wanted? Brush. The steak. Okay, here. You feed the dog and comb his hair all at the same time. That's very nice of you, Cinnamon. The doggy's eyes, you can almost see them. They're all covered up by hair. Ears. Little tail. And he's got little feet. That's lovely. You want a drum? Your drum's at home. You have a drum, don't you?
Obviously, you've got a few routines going, like what's that and what's its name and things like that. Do you do that very often at home?
Yes, all the time.
What
she's
are some of the
just,
big routines?
She's into books, into reading a lot. So what I do when I go through the books, and we've read through them several times, she's very familiar. She will actually point. I started it out just asking her, where is the bird, where is Bambi, where is Dumbo? And she'll point out at them. And now she will actually say and point as you go along. Uh-huh. It's all Walt Disney characters and Walt Disney books, and we have a slew of them. So that's basically what we've been going through in colors.
Uh-huh. She appears to know her colors.
She loves colors. She knows green and blue. You know blue. Do you know what color is yellow? Can you find me something yellow?
Which color can she name?
She could say yellow. Mm-hmm. Lala's lolly mm-hmm. is yellow. Red she can say, but she says a weird word.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds something like shabby for red. I'm not sure why.
Shabby.
Yeah, right. I think it has to do with strawberries, because strawberries were red, and that was her strawberry word. The pink is, she's really good with pink and green. They are perfectly good. She
can apparently she surprised you with black. Huh?
Yes. Black. Wow.
Okay. What is she, does she have blocks at home?
She has some soft ones that we really don't play with because they don't stack. They're folded. I think you saw them. They're kind of made of cotton. They're really nice material. They have Winnie the Pooh on them and Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck on them and cloth. And they're really nice homemade, but she doesn't play with them.
Mm-hmm. No.
But she apparently likes to stack these.
Yes, you like stacking these, don't you?
Okay.
Are they all there?
Do you consider them to be good girls' toys, for instance, like
blocks? Sure. She can throw them. They're great. She can stack them and knock them over and they don't hurt anything. She has the little round plastic and little square plastic that have holes in them. They have sticks.
Mm.
And that's where we really got into colors, because they're such bright colors.
Mm-hmm.
And she started stacking those up in little things around the house about 2 months ago. And every time I walk into a room, I'd see another civilization had been here.
Right.
But
okay. Now, I remember you have pets. You have cats, right?
Right. We have a cat and a dog. So she's familiar with both.
Okay, now, does she ever, she was interested in combing the dog and feeding the dog and cleaning the dog in the house. Do you do any of those things at home?
She feeds the dog all the time from her chair when she's eating.
Mm-hmm.
And she's getting into combing everything. We had her brush and comb everything in the crib and a blanket.
Mm-hmm. Have you called the cats and dogs Kitty and Doggy?
No, we call Scooby is, she calls Scooby Boo Boo now. She started calling him Booby.
Boo-boo.
Yes, right, that's Scooby. And Gus is Gus. Obi is another cat. Obi is our grandma's cat. That's grandma. That's Papa's grandma.
Here, though, you don't call them cats and dogs. You call them kitties and doggies. Is there something deliberate about that? Or
no, it's probably just your... No, you say eggy after a while. You start putting the I-E on it because it begins to be an easier thing to say for her when she picks to pick it up.
Right, so it helps.
So that's how I started doing it.
So it helps called the dog.
Mommy!
She's the dog there. Puppies and dogs and... Well, she started calling him Woo-Woo, so we started calling him Woo-Woo. It's terrible, you pick up the kid's language,
Okay, do you think she knew the word dragon when you used the word dragon to describe that?
No, not at all. She has no idea what a dragon is.
Why did you choose to use that word? Some parents have said they've used other words because they figured that's not an interesting word for little kids. They'll call it a bird or a monster or things like that.
Alright, because it was a dragon. It said Digby Dragon. That's the only reason, and she will come in, I'm sure, into contact with dragons and stories, so it's not, I'm protecting her from anything, so.
One thing you did with both the dragon, hey, Cinnamon, one of the things you did with both the dragon and with the dog is you pointed out body parts, things like the tongue and the eyes and the ears. What body parts do you think she's aware of?
Do you know where your nose is? Show us your nose. Sure she knows, Cinnamon. Be smart. She's aware of her nose and her knees, her toes. We started doing it. We're doing the hokey pokey at the pool. Mm-hmm. And part, well, it's not even just the hokey pokey, but it's the rest of the thing. She says, put your hands on your head, put your hands on your hair. She knows hair and hat and hand.
Does she know the ones that you're using today, like eyes and ears and tongue?
Eyes and ears, yeah. She knew those. I haven't used those for a while. I stopped doing that. Those are the things I had done a couple months ago with her.
And tongue? Does she
Sure.
Can you stick out your tongue, Cinnamon?
It's okay to do it to her. She asked you to.
Okay. Now she has the telephone at home. Does she do much talking on the telephone?
She has her own little phone, and all she says is hi and bye. When we call up someone, she'll pick her phone up while we're on the phone and imitate us, but she won't say anything.
She'll try calling Daddy, for instance, like you wanted her to do.
No, not really, no.
Do you think she understands that there could be Daddy at the other end?
She's talked to him on the phone, actually, when he's in New York, and she hasn't talked to him, she just listened, and she knew it was him, and she'd say Daddy, Daddy afterwards and point at the phone, and... Daddy's doing tape recordings now, too, and we've got him on the tape recorder, so when I turn that on, she goes, Daddy, Daddy, to that. She makes all these weird connections. So I'm sure she knew it was his voice on the phone, and she's talked to her grandma over the phone, just, you know, listening to them talk on incessantly. She doesn't say anything to them except bye, maybe, at the end of it.
Okay, now on the blocks you pointed out lots of animals. What animals is she most familiar with?
Mommy?
Cats and dogs and mice, ducks,
Mommy.
Birds.
Uh-huh. Well, you used a lot of other words. You used words like, let's see.
Elephants, Dumbo, all the forest animals.
Uh-huh.
Mommy.
And pigs and horses and cows. And
oh, yes, we have a little selection. These are the plastic pigs and cows we just got. And she can say moo for cow.
Yeah, I heard that.
Great. I have to take it to Drumlin Farm. I heard that's really great for that sort of thing.
You call the doll Pete Magic. Is that what that doll's called?
No. He's a Peter Magic because he has all these little magic things on and he's a he. So I called him Peter.
Can she do any of the pieces of that doll, like the zippers and laces and
She could untie the laces. She doesn't take any interest in untying anything else.
Did she have trouble maneuvering the zipper?
Yeah, she doesn't do that. She has a zipper in a little case, but she just leaves it there. She really has no desire to open it.
Open or close then?
No, either one.
Okay. Do you think she knows the difference? You said that he was a little boy. Do you think she knows the difference between little boy and little girl dolls, for instance?
Yeah, she does. She knows the difference between little boys and little girls out in the street and in the stores. Because she starts saying baby about everybody. There were the kids that were at the age where their mommies don't want you to say baby anymore because they were walking around and bigger than her. So I started saying little boy, little girl.
One other thing that was very interesting was when you talked about the flowers. First you called him a flower, then you said, look at the rose, look at the tulip, look at the daisy. You get very specific. Does she have that kind of awareness of flowers?
Yeah. We have the tulips growing outside, and she helped me pick one the other day to put in her room, and the daffodils just came out, and the roses are starting to grow. It's the bush she can't touch. So, luckily we live around those things.
Sweetie, watch out. So you think she understands both the term flower and
rose and tulip. It's a, yeah. I think she can understand groupings of little things like that. I really do.
Does she prefer words like flower, or does she prefer more specific?
More specific. Mommy? Yeah, thank you.
Mommy.
What color is this phone?
Me.
It is. It's a pretty bright green phone.
Okay. Oh, the other thing was, I'm trying to get at some of the vocabulary words that you're using in here. When the puppet was in the cage, first of all, you said he's in a cage, and he said, let me out, let me out.
No. I don't know if she does No, we don't have any. No, we really don't have any little things. Or she's seen maybe a lion in a cage in the Dumbo book, but it's nothing that unless she's really paying much attention to. Mm-hmm. She likes the tents and balloons better. Mm-hmm. You want back in the chair? There you go.
Did she use crayons? You were calling her attention to the crayons.
She uses flare pens. Oh, she can draw circles now. That's really great. I can believe it. She's drawing all over everything, though.
she doesn't do with crayons.
No. I give her crayons and she eats them, so I give her flare pens now.
Okay.
And it worked out much better. Yeah, with the flares and with ink pens and pencils. She'll pick those up, too. I haven't given her the crayons lately. Maybe I should try that again.
Okay.
But she loves to draw. Go round.